Before we begin, please be aware that this episode discusses topics related to stress and anxiety. If these subjects are sensitive to you, please take care whilst listening and pause if you need to.
Reigniting the spark, tackling loss of motivation in the lab. In the world of chemistry and lab work, precision, persistence, and patience are essential. Yet, even the most dedicated researchers and students can find themselves starting an experiment that simply won't yield result. Or they may struggle with writing up report, or feeling drained by the daily demands of the lab life. When low mood sets in, motivation can quietly slip away, and tasks, once exciting, become exhausting, and goals feel distant or even irrelevant. Low motivation is not laziness. It is often a symptom of something deeper. Whether it's burnout, stress, or feeling overwhelmed by the pace and pressure of lab work, it is really important to first acknowledge these feelings rather than push them aside. In the sterile, high-performing environment of lab, emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. Yet, it is just as vital as following protocol. One common psychological trap in low mood is all or nothing thinking. For example, if I can't make it meaningful progress today, why should I bother? But chemistry, like life, often advances in small, incremental steps. Motivation doesn't need to be a lightning bolt. It can just be a quiet spark, reignited by re-engaging with the process rather than the outcome. There are several strategies that can help you if you find yourself in a similar position. First one is to reconnect with purpose. Remind yourself why you chose this path. Was it curiosity? Was it the joy and thrill of discovery? Or the desire to make a difference? Revisit the past moments of achievement or excitement. Those reactions to color change into creations or satisfaction of the successful synthesis. These memories can really serve as an emotional anchor. Break tasks down. Large experiment or paper can really feel overwhelming when motivation is low. Break those into the manageable parts. For example, prep today, run tomorrow, analyze next week. Each component and each step builds a gradual momentum. Routine before readiness. You don't need to feel motivated to begin with. Often, action comes before motivation. Getting back into your routine, even in a small way, can help lift your mood and restore a sense of control. This could mean setting up your bench, reading a short article, or updating a lab journal. But don't forget to be kind to yourself. Lab culture can be competitive, with quite a lot of perfectionism there. But no one is immune to dips in motivation or mood. Practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your limits. Celebrate small wins. And know that your value isn't defined by the productivity alone. And don't forget to seek connection. Isolation is common in low mood, and even more so in research or laboratory settings. Reach out to your peers, to mentors, to supervisor. Even a five-minute conversation can offer perspective or even practical support. Ultimately, tackling low mood isn't about pushing harder. It's about realigning with your values, restoring the balance, and creating space for both progress and self-care. Science thrives on curiosity and collaboration, and so do we as well. So if today feels heavy, remember, in chemistry, even a small reaction can lead to transformation. The same applies to you.